Welcome to the Simply This Is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We are connecting to our roots. We're connecting to the alchemy of food. And today we're going to explore a root, literally, called maca. This root and its relationship to the masculine, the feminine, and where it comes from. And then in addition, we're going to shine a light on the Whole Foods Encyclopedia by Rebecca Wood. And we are today just really going to talk about that lifting yourself up, finding the beauty. And we can do this from nothing external but by connecting to ourselves. So that's why I really focus on these food alchemy segments, so that you can start to tune in to what your physical being is all about. So we're going to allow yourself for a moment just to get in that dreamy sing-song space and connect to with how you start your day. How do you get up and get moving, and how does it feel just to connect how you typically are in the morning, and to think about how does your body feel, how does your mind typically feel, are you sluggish, are you ready to go? And then what are your typical patterns, your recapitulation of your habits that traditionally happen in the morning, and what you need so that you can start off your day feeling really, really amazing. Recently, I remember a checkout clerk at the local market said he had to get to work in 15 minutes after he woke up, and it was very jarring to him. It took him about an hour to kind of get there. So these are the kind of things I just want you to connect with. We're going to listen to the song Breakfast with Chopin, and this is by Elisabetta. As you listen to her beautiful voice and the piano and the words, recapitulate how you start your day, how you feel, and then we'll come back and we'll connect to that lift up and the root of maca. Now, as you bring yourself back to here, just connect to whatever appeared in that moment. is you start to remember, how do I start my day and how do I feel? How does my body feel? And one thing to note when you get up in the morning, you can kind of have an idea on what you consumed the night before and how your joints are feeling, how your skin is looking, all of these different things. And those are things to be mindful of. And then also to remember how you start your day and how much energy you have, and do you rely on other things to get you going. Now, the reason I'm featuring maca, which I've featured it a couple times and even had a friend talk about it from Peru, is that it is this beautiful root, and why I'm so taken with it is that it has the ability to help balance your masculine and your feminine energies. And the most curious part is planted by a male and a female traditionally in the Andes. And so what happens is that this root has these beautiful medicinal qualities, and a small amount goes a long way. It can do many things. It can bring attention, give you one-point focus. It is energy and balance, so it doesn't give you that jolt that maybe coffee does or sugar and then drops you. It gives you that energy and boost, and you keep moving forward. It's an ideal healthful stimulant, and that pick-me-up. It's premium process made fresh from harvest for high nutritional active content. And this is in particular to the supplier I listed below, Essential Living Foods, because they pulverize it versus allowing it to be sun-dried. And the reason they do this is because sometimes the soils can be high in heavy metals, and they go through a different process that yields greater potency and ensures that some of those conditions do not occur in the soil with the farmers that they're working with. And you can click on the link and read more about their process there. In addition, maca is this has a sharp taste, so it's a really nice thing just to put in a smoothie. It also is great to put in a soup or a tea. And the beautiful part about it is, as I mentioned, that it can give you stamina, not only for your day in and day out activities, but if you're having any hormonal imbalances, female or male, if you're having a low drive within your sexual energy, it can increase that. It can increase your stamina. And for children that are having trouble focusing, it can bring that attention to where it needs to be. So if your children tend to wander, you can try it out a little bit. Try it out on the weekend, A, to make sure they don't have a reaction, and B, to see what effect it has on them. But if they need some assistance focusing, either within their activities or at school, this is a great way that you can throw in a smoothie, and it's pretty simple. So this all around is just an easy thing to have around. It's something that you can experiment with and see how it works for you. And again, a little bit goes a long way. So just because something's good for you, more doesn't mean better. And that's why I really am inspired to share these little tidbits of information. Allow yourself to go on the exploration. And as I've mentioned in the past, try something out like you would feed it to a young child. If you introduce one new thing, don't go and get a huge stack of stuff and introduce it into your diet, because if you do have a reaction, it may take a couple days for you to have a reaction. It may not be instant. And if you put a bunch of things in, you're going to strip it all away and start over again. And rotation on diet is a good thing too, because sometimes we develop allergies by just having something over and over, having too much of it. Again, if you sometimes don't build up that allergic reaction until later. So if you're inspired, you can connect to maca. You can connect to the idea that it can give you energy. It can help you with your hormone levels, create balance, and at the same time, it tones and boosts all the body systems. So you will not crash, and it's better than a stimulant like caffeine. Now, from there, I wanted to shine a light today on, we've been referring to Paul Pitchford's Healing with Whole Foods, and a beautiful companion is the new Whole Foods Encyclopedia. And this is a nice book because it's alphabetical, so it is literally like an encyclopedia. And then in the back, it's indexed really nicely because you can look it up, for instance, diabetes. So you can look it up under the condition, and you'll see, for example, blood sugar, regulators, agave, alfalfa, artichoke, beans, dragon fruit, green bean, maitake. So you'll start to get a list of these foods that you can go and read up on and see how they would impact diabetes, diarrhea. Quick at a glance, some of the foods that can have an effect on it, digestion. And it's just a real nice thing to have around. As I mentioned even earlier with the maca, you want to really learn to tune in for yourself and try things out, and what works for one person may not work for you. So listen to what you're naturally attracted to. So why I love this book is if you go to the back and you say, oh, I have this going on, but I like just one of those foods, like blood tonics. Okay, I just like avocado. I'd like nothing else on this list. Well, maybe that's where you dive in and see how that works for you. Introduce it to the diet. Look at the suggestions and start from there. When you have certain conditions, you need to consider all factors. In addition, if you're on pharmacology, this is going to impact it. And if you're deciding to medicate, self-medicate with herbology, you need to be careful, because if you overdo it on that, it can be just as harmful as pharmacology. Remember that modern pharmaceutical companies are basing their recipes off of plant botany and creating their synthetic formulas. So the potency of what grows on our earth is just as high. So again, start less is more. You don't want to have to take large amounts of something just to have an effect on you. And talk to your food, talk to your plants. So what I'd like you to do right now, we're going to come back and connect to one more root. And what I'd like you to do is think about right now, somewhere in your life where you would like to feel more rooted, where you tend to fly away like a kite. We're going to listen to one more song by Elisabetta, and it's called Kite. Think about where you tend to fly away and where you would like to be more rooted in your life. And when we come back, we'll connect to one more root, and then we'll close out this segment.
Thank you.
to connect to where you might fly off and need to ground. So when we tend to be too much in our head, it's really important to incorporate some root vegetables and or herbs that can help assist us in grounding. And it's not by accident that the ginger actually helps assist in this matter in two ways. And ginger is a root. Now, it's known, and this is also listed in the new Whole Foods Encyclopedia, is that she notes in here that Denny Baun notes that ginger is found in about half of all Chinese and Ayurvedic prescriptions. So in Ayurveda, it's known as the universal medicine. Now, again, I want you to be careful with this. And the last thing it says, be mindful with excessive use of ginger, especially powdered ginger, can cause digestive upset and is contradiction for people suffering with gallstones. So we want to tune in to how it affects you, each individual person, and see when you're taking it for something, does it impact you? The other beautiful thing that it will do, as I mentioned, if you tend to fly off, it helps that nature in Ayurveda, the Vata nature, and it helps the Kapha nature too, simultaneously. It works with both of them. So if you want to connect with this root, it's readily available almost anywhere, and it reduces Vata and Kapha, and the dry ginger is especially not recommended for Pitta, which tends to be a heat, someone that's having a heat imbalance. So notice for yourself, and if you're not familiar with, what is she talking about, Vata, Kapha, Pitta, these are Ayurvedic doshas, and we have all doshas in our system, and we can be in or out of balance. So Vata tends to want to fly away like a kite. Kapha can sometimes become too sedentary. And that's what the interesting thing about this root is, because it has a zing to it. It creates that momentum, that forward motion. For someone that has too much fire element into them, that can be aggravating to their system. So test it out. Test out a small amount. If you ever had sushi or been out for Japanese food, you'll notice they'll put a little bit of ginger there to clear the palate for digestion. This is a great thing for a lot of intestinal morning sickness, nausea, chemo. People will use it for cold and flu. I tend to really recommend people use it more for the digestion, but that's my own personal preference. You can try it with other things, but you want to make sure that it's comfortable to your constitution. So the key is here to not try out these things when you're ill, because you're already having a reaction or you're fighting something off, and then if you start trying new herbs or new remedies that you haven't tried before, if you've tried some of these things, like you know you're good with ginger, then try it, you know, at that point. But if you've never had some of these ingredients, don't start taking them when you're ill, because you could be allergic and it could make you very ill. So make sure that if you think, gosh, next time I get sick, I want to try this, try the herb or whatever, put it on your skin first, see if you have a reaction. Consume it when you're healthy to see if you have a reaction. And then you'll know to do it or not do it if it makes you feel better. So that's how you tune in. And again, one thing at a time. So if you're inspired to learn a little bit more about the food that you're eating and want a beautiful encyclopedia that has common and uncommon fruits, vegetables, grains, and herbs, check out Rebecca Wood's work. In addition, Paul Pitchford, Healing with Whole Foods, and it's amazing. And if you're really curious about this maca and see what it has to do for you, please connect with Essential Living Foods. There's many other ones on the market. Essential Living Foods is really amazing in that they stand by their product. They want the best quality product for you as a consumer. And the owner is very diligent at making sure that he has an integral relationship with the farmers that they bring in these nutrients from. So with that being said, we're going to exit out with the third and final song from Elisabetta's album, Breakfast with Chopin. It's called Storyteller. Please, if you're inspired, aside from supporting our farmers and our local organic growers, please celebrate and support creation. If you like any of this music, please click the link below and purchase and share. And if you like any of these books or these concepts, click purchase and share. This is my way to give back and remind us all that it is our movement through this world system that creates the reality we live in, and your focus and your attention to certain things on this planet will create that change that we would all like to make. Until next time, this is she signing out with a big smile, a happy, twinkly gaze, a full heart, and a namaste.